Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. Today is episode 51 and we're talking about a song called Our Rubicon from the Overcome album. We're actually moving pretty quickly to the end of this massive album. So we're somewhere in the end of the story, or in the end of the narrative, I don't know how to put it, because this story is not exactly linear. Not exactly, not precisely. So Our Rubicon was one of the songs written back in 2007. Interestingly, this entire song is rather like an anticipation of what is to come than a statement of what was happening at the time. It's both an anticipation and it is a reflection of my worries at the time. So back then, I had my fears and I thought that, you know, once I find a man, that man. I feared the most that I would be rejected. And of course I wouldn't want that to happen. So, Our Rubicon is a love song. Sort of. Kind of. It is about love. Or is it rather about the anticipation of things that might happen? And what might happen if things don't pan out. That's rather what this song is about. It's about this knowledge, deep down, that there will be a point in the future at which I will meet a man, and there will be that Rubicon. There will be that line when I will have to reveal myself, and I will have to tell him, what am I? And he will either accept that or he will not accept that. And it's like a dark cloud that was hanging on my horizon, that is always hanging on my horizon for the longest time. Because you can't expect people to just accept you, you know, the way you are, because some people are not going to be okay with this. And the most horrible thing that could possibly happen, perhaps, is if I fall for a man who will ultimately reject me once he learns about me. That'll be the most painful thing to happen. And I've been there later. So in 2007 I was writing this song. I knew that at some point this will happen. It sort of happened before, but it didn't happen really on a grand scale. It did happen later in life. It did happen on a grand scale. And it was very painful. But in 2007, I already knew that these things are coming, so I wrote a song. And I put that song in the Overcome album, because I knew that that is kind of part of the process, that's part of what my life is going to be. And it's kind of very unique, in a sense, because it, you know, it's due to a few very specific twists. But anyways, without that out of the way, I will dive right into the lyrics, and there is not a lot of them, it's pretty straightforward, and the English is still pretty crooked because it was written back in, well, late 2006, early 2007, so forgive me for that. I will try to rectify those incongruences as we go. So, in the very beginning of the song, there is a little intro that goes, "This is our point of no return, this is our point of no return," it repeats, 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 "This is our Rubicon, this is our point of no return." So, this is, as I said, this is about that sense, that deep deep sense of that. This is sort of how things happen. You meet someone, there's a multitude of factors, there's a multitude of circumstances and, random events, you could say, that lead to two people meeting each other at some point in space and time. You know, one might wonder if any of that is a coincidence, really. But if you think about it, everybody is led towards everybody by a whole chain of events. It's pretty amazing. And then there is this sense of having a point of no return, because when certain things are being said or certain actions are being taken, there is really no point. There is no point of return. And you can't back off, because at this point you've fully revealed yourself, and at this point it's out of your hands, and you cannot control, you cannot force anybody to be with you against their will, obviously, and you can't force yourself onto anybody, and so it's basically, you're just throwing it out there, and this is what it is, this is the truth. Here I am, here you are, and how do we go about it? So we can either move on and cross this Rubicon, and then maybe we can become something. Maybe we can continue and walk alongside each other, or it is impossible. And if it is impossible, it is kind of immediately obvious. So it repeats itself, and this song starts sort of with the hook. So then it goes, this is our point of no return. This is our Rubicon. After our overcome, sure, we'll have to hold on and on. So this is, again, and it repeats itself. So if we do cross that Rubicon, if we do cross this initial Rubicon, it still implies that there are going to be difficulties in the future. And we will have to hold on and hold the line. Because, you know, if it was all that easy, then there wouldn't have been a Rubicon, and then there wouldn't have been that many difficulties in the future. Well, they always are, sort of. But there is this one specific thing that is in the way. If we get through that, it still means that we will have to be dealing with that thing over and over again. So it repeats again, the whole hook repeats itself in a screaming, growling, kind of guttural vocal. And then there is the first verse, which goes, "Listen, my dear, do you know what time it is? We've got no right to choke on calamities. Now it's the time to think of what we're gonna be. Is it the claw of destiny holding us? Time's coming slow, but once here, it's running fast. Is it our choice to join? Are we never apart?" That's a weird way to put it. The English is kind of broken, I would say, because it's like it's written in one line. Time's coming slow, but once here, it's running fast. Is it our choice to join? Are we never apart? So this question in the end is about, was it out of our hands to begin with? Is there a purpose, is there a reason why I ran into you, into that particular man, and you were sent to me, and you were supposed to run into me? So you're that question to me, and I'm that question to you. Are we supposed to be together, or are we not supposed to be together? I don't know, it's an age-old question. It's an age-old question. Is it supposed to be this way? Is it, you know, destiny itself, etc., etc., or no? So, okay, that's what the question is about. Then there's a little bridge that goes, "We're gonna make a step to break free. I want to ask, do you come with me?" So there is also this understanding of that truth is liberating. So we're gonna make a step to break free. And quite often in my case, that means that I'm telling absolutely the truth about myself and about what I am to men. And at that point, it's liberating because I'm not hiding anything, I don't need to hide anything. And so the man will either accept me or he will walk away. And I will have to deal with whatever outcome. And of course, you know, if it's a man whom I like, whom I admire, whom I'm drawn to, of course I want to ask, do you come with me? Because, well, I would like to hope that even after I reveal what I am, you will still want to walk with me. Then there is a hook that repeats again the same words. This is our point of no return, this is our Rubicon. After our overcome, sure we'll have to hold on and on. And then it repeats again. Then there's a second verse that goes, I've got a lot of reasons to push it here. Everyone's a fuck I no longer bear. Weird way to put it, but whatever. That's why I need your help instead of somebody else's. But it says instead of somebody's else. When I was cold, I called for you tenderly. When I was caught and hot, I still tried to be. What it means, tried to exist. Though one, alone and lonely, but still only yours. So, let me try to translate this from broken English to more or less normal English. I've got a lot of reasons to push it here. What it says, it means, I've got a lot of reasons to keep going, to keep moving, to push it. Not to be static. Everyone's a fuck I no longer bear. What this means is, like, everybody's a schmuck and everybody is, everybody surrounding me, the people that I'm drawing away from, are the kind of people that I can't bear, I can't tolerate anymore because they are weighing on me and they're holding me back. That's why I need your help instead of somebody else's. Well, while there was no man in my life at the time who would just, you know, lend me a hand and who could ultimately pluck me out of that misery. It just didn't happen. I sort of seen it in a transcendental sense that just because I haven't met you, that doesn't mean that you don't exist. You exist somewhere. We just didn't run into one another yet. Quite yet. But I have faith that you are out there and I need your help and I'm asking you for your help. And you could say, well, that's wishful thinking. Well, maybe it is wishful thinking, but then again, it sort of depends on what do you believe in, because if you do believe in love and if you do believe that there are couples that are made for one another, like a match made in heaven, you know, if you believe in this stuff, childish as it might seem, then you also, it would stand to reason that someone who you're supposed to be with, that man that is supposed to be out there for me, and whom I'm supposed to belong to, he's already out there and he's already on his way. He's not a little child, he's not a newborn, he's not a person on his deathbed. No, he's someone. He's someone who is going to be perfect for me. And he should be out there. When I was cold, I called for you tenderly. When I was caught and hot, I still tried to be. What it means, when I was cold, I called for you tenderly. When I was frozen, not... It doesn't pertain to the physical realm. It pertains to the mental and the emotional realm. When I've lost all hope, when all my hope was gone, when I was chilled out, when I was frozen emotionally, I called for you tenderly. When I was caught and hot, what it refers to is when I was secluded, when I was kept at bay, when I was actively prevented from having a life of my own. And I was burning within. Because of that, I was burning with anger, and I was burning with rage, and I was burning with wanting, with desiring to have my path and have my life. I still tried to exist. I still tried to live through that. I still tried to exist and not disappear, not dissolve into nothing. Though one, alone and lonely, but still only yours. Though one, what that means is though whole. While I was whole, I didn't shatter into a multitude of personalities or whatever, multitude of persons. I was alone and lonely, but already back then, even before I met you, I've been always still only yours. I cannot belong to anybody else, but only to you. The problem is that it's not easy to find you. Then there's a bridge that goes, I don't want to use you, mind you are free. Just tell me, am I worth coming with me? This is a big question because on the one hand I'm saying I don't want to use you because apparently my perception at the time was that a man might assume that I am just trying to use him, that I would want to use him for personal gain. Or that I would be clinging onto him or something like this. And I never wanted that. I wanted the man to know that if he wants to be with me, I want him to be with me out of his free will. And then there is a question, just tell me, am I worth coming with me? Am I worthy as a woman of you? Am I worthy of being accepted into this journey? That's what the question is about. And then, of course, there's another hook that goes, this is our point of no return, this is our Rubicon. After our overcome, sure, we'll have to hold on and on. Then there's a middle section that goes, when you shine, when you're happy, I am happy too. Only you solved my heartbeat, so me and my life belong only to you. So again, this is, when you shine, when you're happy, I'm happy too. This is about that my happiness as of a woman lies ultimately in making my man happy. That's how it works. It's not about me wanting to just use you and feel good in the moment. It's not about taking, it's about giving. I want to make you, if you are my man, I want to make you happy. And by making you happy, I'm making myself happy because that means that I am a good woman. Only you solved my heartbeat, so me and my life belong only to you. This is like a promise that I was making back in 2007. This is what I hoped I would say one day in the future. I wanted to find that man who would solve my heartbeat, like a puzzle, who would solve my heartbeat. Of course it's a metaphor, of course it's not literal, but you get the point. Then there is the continuation of that, it goes, don't want to stay, don't want to die here without you. I suffered enough, my knowledge is a pain I can't quench, you know, I know. We know there's nowhere else to go, either forward together or separate, but somewhere I don't know. So, I mean, this is pretty basic. I don't want to stay, don't want to die here without you, because like me not embarking on this path, me not getting on with my life and just allowing everything to weigh on me and to drag me back and never accepting the truth of my existence, that would be basically equal to death, because, I mean, what's the point then? If you're not living, actually, your life. I suffered enough, my knowledge is a pain I can't quench. So this is about, like, learning more. You learn more, and it hurts more at some point, because you realize that, basically, there is no way out of it, and the only way is forward, and it's a very difficult path. But that's all you got. You know, I know, we know there's nowhere else to go. And this is, again, like, what other path is there? What other path is there for a woman? Of course a woman wants to be with a man. Of course she wants to find that man. Either forward, together, or separate, but somewhere, I don't know. But separate, but somewhere, I don't know, this refers to, like, without you, I don't know what is the point. And where am I gonna go? What am I gonna, like, I can't repurpose my life, and I can't imagine not wanting to be with you. I can't imagine just not having that as the most integral and vital part of my life. Loneliness or being single, that's not right. That's not natural. That's what these lines are basically saying. I need, I want you by my side. That's why I know. I must remind. This is the end of this section, and then we're going back into that screaming hook, which goes, this is our point of no return, this is our Rubicon, after our overcome, sure we'll have to hold on and on, and repeats itself, and then there's a variation on this hook in the end, it goes, I've got nothing more to lose except you if you refuse. Now listen, you're always free, but I hope you'll be there with me. Now you don't delay, please tell me. Don't make me pray. Is this only you and me? Or maybe that makes a we. So, now you don't delay? Well, delay is a weird word. Because, I mean, back in the day, apparently, I can see why I use that word. I've used it for a rhyme because it rhymes with pray. What I wanted to say here, now you don't hesitate, don't drag it out, please tell me, don't make me beg you. Is this only you and me? Or maybe that makes a we. So there is this core notion of that with the right man, it's gonna be not just him and me, it's gonna be us. And that's very important. That's very important. And that's what true love does. It makes people, it brings them together, makes them a whole. And yes, it's still him and it's still me. But there is also this element of us. And so, the belief that is being expressed through this song, our Rubicon, even though on the surface it seems like it's just a heavy, blasting, screamy kind of heavy thing, it's actually not a sad song, it's not a negative song. It's not a dark song. It's not a tragic song. It's a fairly positive one that expresses, I think, a very important belief. And most importantly, it shows some hope for the future. So I would say that it's a hopeful song. Even though it expresses the fears and, you know, anxieties and worries, rather, the worries for the future. But it also has some very good hopes. So with that being said, I think let's move on to the music analysis, shall we? So let's start with the music analysis. This is a relatively standard song, meaning that for the most part it consists of, you know, the way it's constructed compositionally. It is not like a prog electronic rock song at all. It's pretty standard. It opens with a very riffy kind of thing. Thank you. I'm playing it slower so that you can actually hear it. It's in C sharp minor, and there are going to be variations on basically the same riff that is going to be repeated a lot of times. Let's listen. Let's listen from the very beginning, and I will be throwing out some comments. The BPM is 134. Then we're going straight into the first verse. As you can see, what will become later the hook is a riff that repeats itself over and over again. And that's all it is. It's a C sharp, there is an F sharp, there is a G natural, back to C sharp, and then there is also the Phrygian element, the D. Then we're going into the hook, and I'll simplify that just to the basic chords. Let's listen. What we got here four chords, C sharp minor. Sharp on the base of B, then an A major, F sharp minor, with a diminished fifth, then it repeats itself. Going into a D major, into an A major, is a D major plus 7/9 to an A major plus 7 apparently, then again D major, C major, to a G sharp major dominant. to the same riff again. Let's listen. This is the middle section, and the middle section goes into something different. Let me find it. So it's apparently it's all riffed up. So there is a C sharp minor. Sharp minor. Into a C major. C sharp minor, F sharp minor, C major. Let's listen. Now this is a deviation to C major all of a sudden. The C major, which is, we're sort of using the seventh harmonic, the raised seventh step in C sharp minor, and briefly establishing some sort of, is it C major really? No, wait a second, it's A major. Looking at the bass line, and the bass line says A. But the melody is an F sharp. That's weird. Let's listen.
I
Now I kind of see. So it is very chromatic. It's very chromatic because it uses an A. It's neither C major, it's neither A major. No, I was wrong. It is a B major that is established here in the vocal. Why there is an F sharp. Yeah, that threw me off. Well, I didn't compose this song on piano, so I'm looking at the programmed bass line and figuring things out as I'm talking about it. Anyways, let's listen. And a more aggressive riff in the end. Plenty of chromatic deviations and whatnot. So you see, this is not even based, not exactly a song that is based on melodies. It has the melody in the verse, and that perhaps where all of that stops, because this, a lot of these quote-unquote melodies are hidden in the riffs. See how it goes, for example. So it's basically pieces of scales of difficult to talk about it even in terms of a certain key, because it's like you could see it as modular, or you could see it as just a continuation of a riff that just moves around and winds up in the same key. So basically, well, this is the music analysis for our Rubicon. You see, it's not a difficult song, it's just that, I mean, if we're not going into the nitty-gritty of the riffs themselves, it is more or less simplistic. There are distinct parts, there is a verse, there are two verses, there are hooks that are being repeated over and over again that doesn't really have a melody, just has mostly screaming and has a few notes that stick out consistently. And I'm not going to sing them right now because it's a high E and I'm just not in that kind of shape to go there. And then it has the bridges and then it has a middle section. And that's it. That's the whole song. And quite amazingly, it's a relatively short song, too. What is it? 3 minutes 47 seconds. That's pretty short for an Overcome album. So, with that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can see, Rubicon, even though on the face of it, it appears to be a very aggressive song, is not really a dark song. It is not a tragic song. It shows some of the worries that I've had back in the day as I was looking forward and anticipating my future. And I think a lot of people can relate to this. I don't think that this is just because, you know, the peculiarities of my life or something like this. I think it pretty much relates to a lot of people. Because everybody has their worries and their concerns, you know. Everybody who's looking into the future will have concerns. And these were my concerns. And these concerns hold to this day. So I just, you know, I guess over time I got used to it and figured out a way to live with it. But ultimately, it's not a tragic song. It is not a depressive song, it is not a sad song, even. There is a good deal of hope in it. There is a great deal of aspiration in it. And because of that, I would rather call it a positive song. Yes, it's passionate. Yes, it's kind of bombastic. Yes, it's heavy. Kind of hysterical. But it's still not dark. Not a dark song. So, and that's good, you know, because that's something that the Overcome album needs in the last portion of it. Because, for the most part, Overcome has plenty of sad songs, depressing songs, tragic songs, all of that kind of stuff. But to have a song that actually isn't tragic, that is not sad, rather bears a seed of hope within itself, that's not a common occurrence on this album. So, well, with that being said, this is what I have to say today about our Rubicon. And next time we're going to be talking about On the Other Side, which is going to be in some ways is going to be the opposite of our Rubicon. So that's going to be a rather tragic song. So I hope you do enjoy my stories, and I hope you do enjoy this podcast. There are really not many songs left to go to the end of the Overcome album. It's gonna be over soon. I think in a month, probably. As I'm looking right now at the lyrics, I can see that the songs left are On the Other Side. This is gonna be next week. Then there is Time to Fight, which was written nowadays in 2019. Then there is another song called The Stone Shower. And then there's the last song that is called Save Tomorrow for Tomorrow. So, all in all, it looks like Overcome album is gonna be over in 1 month. Which will get us to mid-February. At that point, it's gonna be mid-February. And that's when I'm going to be switching to the next album. And I would like to ask you, which next album would you like for me to cover? Tell me that. You can reach out to me at ladycatherinecorelli@gmail.com. You can shoot me an email, and you can tell me which one of my albums would you like me to cover. Overcome was a huge one. I sort of got so used to it. It just stretched across several months. I don't remember when did I start the first episode of this third season for Overcome. I just don't remember. In whichever case, if you're not familiar with my music, if you haven't heard any of my music, I would, of course, urge you to look up Catherine Corelli, Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C. Look me up on any major streaming platform. Might be Spotify, Apple Music, might be iTunes or Amazon or Deezer, whichever you prefer. Check it out and find out my music, and Trust me, you will find a broad variety of music, because you will find something that is rather acid jazz, you can find something that is heavier, something that is actually metal, like the Killed Alive album, you can find something that is electronic metal, and that is only because at the time I did not have a guitar, and I didn't have a live drum kit, so I couldn't record those things properly, but I wanted to write heavier music. So that's the only reason why I have electronic metal at all on my catalog. So check it out, and you can also find my music on YouTube. So if you don't like to use any of those other platforms, you can go to YouTube and you can find my channel, Catherine Corelli, Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C, and with two L's in it. Look it up and you will land right on my official artist channel. On my channel I do have a Cat Talk series where I talk for the most part about things that are not related to music, so it might be something that you might vibe with, or not necessarily, but I would urge you to explore. And also I do have a playlist called Cat Vibes. I'm about to reach episode 100 very soon, and it is just a very casual format. Me without any makeup, recording drums, recording guitars, or working in my backyard, building a kiln, or driving down the roads of Kentucky. I'm living in a very beautiful place. So you might want to check it out, and perhaps you would find that interesting as well. If you have any questions, any direct questions, or you want to leave me a comment on this podcast, you can do it either on one of the platforms where it is possible, and I'm not really aware of where it is that possible, but if you want to leave me a direct comment, or you want to inquire about a specific track or something like that, you can always reach out to me at LadyCatherineCorelli@gmail.com. The email is going to be in the description. Also, too, if you want to check out my other business, I do have products that I can offer, check out SouthernCaracol.com. Southern Caracol, skin health and aromatherapy, is my other passion. This is my other business. This is something I'm working on. It is about soaps and lotions, all naturally crafted, consisting of natural ingredients made here in the American South. Aromatherapy soap line and skin healing soaps, shampoo bars made of all natural ingredients, lip balms, this kind of stuff. So you might want to check it out. If you want to support this podcast, I don't want to ask you, hey, give me some money. The way that you can support me as an artist and as a podcaster, if you do appreciate the work that I'm putting in, you can buy some of our products. And the link is going to be in the description, southerncaracol.com. Check it out. My personal website is catcorelli.us. You can always check that one out too. With that being said, thank you very much for spending your time with me. I really do appreciate it. I love you, and you will hear me on the next episode.